Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money belt, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking what they give you, for laborer is worthy of his wage. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal those in it who are sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its street and say, 'Even the dust of your city, which clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near.'" Let us pray. Father Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We want to learn how to be a good disciple. That's why, please speak to us in this morning. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, always remember when we read the book of Luke, chapter 9, 10, and after that, we need to know that the first person is Luke. The second one is Theophilus. And then Luke put the story of the last journey to the person to tell Theophilus about the story of Jesus teaching to his disciple in the last journey. That means Luke warned Theophilus know about the principle of being disciple of Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, I already talked about the cost of being Jesus' disciple. Now we go to chapter 10. We see that Jesus give the disciple job. On first one, Jesus say, Luke tell us, "Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pair ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come." So when I try to understand this first, first of all, I see from Luke's purpose when he wrote this to Theophilus. That means Luke warned Theophilus know that the work of disciple is to send out. I mean that when Jesus sent the disciple, at the same time, God also warned Theophilus sent out. Because Theophilus, if Theophilus is a believer, then Theophilus should do the same thing with the disciple. And then now, today we also the disciple of Christ. That means we also need to do the same thing like Jesus told the disciple. The Bible tells us, Lord send. When I try to understand the word of send, sends mean go near to someone. I send you to unbeliever. That means I need to walk near to unbeliever. Brothers and sisters, Yesterday, we just have domestic helper carnival, which held at Chun Wan. There are around 400 domestic helper attend that event. What we do is we want to share God's love to them, but at the same time, we want to make closer with them. So today, my understanding about sending is to bring God near for someone through our life. So this is what I understand from the first one. Sending make you near to unbeliever. I always remind myself, if you want to catch a fish, then you need to know where fish is. If you want to share the gospel, then you need to know where people need gospel. If you want to share about Jesus, then you need to go to the people who need Jesus. Now, regarding this point, we need to structure our schedule. Usually, our schedule is more like depend by what we need. But as a believer, we need to reset our schedule based what God wants us to do. I mean, if God wants us go near to unbeliever, then we need to make unbeliever is our priority in our life. For example, simple question, how many time you spend 1 week that bring you more close to unbeliever? For example, how many hour you spend for your family which is not believe Jesus? Yeah. Usually as a believer, we just spend our time in the sense of spirituality. For example, Sunday worship 2 hours. Join ministry 2 hours. Join house church 2 hours. Then total for the whole week is 6 hours. In this 6 hours, our activity always regarding the believer. We spend 6 hours to have fellowship with the believer. But have we thought that we need to give maybe 1 or 2 hours to spend time with unbeliever so that we can make closer with unbeliever? At the same time, we do what Jesus tells us, sending. And the second point, when I understand this first, send them in pairs. In pairs, that means two and two. I remember one first said, two of you fellowship together and God in you. So you are not going with your pair, but also with God. So 3 persons work together. Yeah. When you work and you come close to unbeliever, you are sending as a missionary. A missionary needs someone, which is your brother and sister, to support you. At the same time, a mission work also need God power. So we work together in order to bring good news. Of course, if you ask me, work with someone and work by yourself, it's much easier if you work by yourself. When you work with someone, you need to adjust everything. Like sound system, mixer, you need to adjust. Sometimes you need to adjust your patience. You need to adjust your style. You need to adjust everything. I'm a person who always keep on time. 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock. But when I work with someone, I make appointment. Be ready at 8. But that person just woke up on 8. Then I need to wait him go to the toilet and then brush it, wait for 30 minutes. Yeah? Someone laugh because he's the person sometimes like that. Yeah? I need to wait for 30 minutes. Now, because I'm the person who always on time, then I work with someone who always not on time. Then make your blood pressure going up. And then after blood pressure going up, then you can be angry. After you are angry, then you cannot work together. But brothers and sisters, the Bible said you need to work in pair. That means you need to work together. So I make my style a little bit flexible. That's why this year I can work with other organization. We work together. So yesterday when we attend carnival, we work with 6 or 7 churches together. And the result is very good. Because I can do one thing, but I can do another thing. At the same time, my friend can cover another thing. So the event's so beautiful. Brothers and sisters, we need to work together. Yeah, we need to work together because no one perfect. No one can able to do everything. That's Jesus want to tell us. The third thing, ahead of him to every city. Ahead of him to every city. Ahead of him, that's mean we come first before Jesus come. So we are the representative of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we are the representative of Christ. That means when we want to share about Jesus, then make sure that you can tell who is Jesus. Attitude, life, witness, and everything about Jesus through your life. We know that Hong Kong, under England colonial, and also India, yeah, one of Indian leader had been spoke about, if you are Christian, live like Jesus, then Indian people will believe Jesus. In Hong Kong, only 5% believer in Hong Kong. England have been stay in Hong Kong more than 100 years. But the result is very, very small. If we compare with Holland, Netherlands stay at Indonesia around 100 and 200 years. But most of the island in Indonesia, like east of Indonesia, they become believe Jesus. Compare with these two countries, then I can say that England is failed in representing Christ to the native people. Today, we have opportunity because we live in Hong Kong. We live in Hong Kong. Many people come to Hong Kong. Indonesian, Indian, Pakistan, China, people come to Hong Kong. It is difficult for us to go to India, to go to Pakistan, to go to Indonesia, to enter China, to share the gospel. But, brothers and sisters, we can be representative of Christ in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a place where we can show Christ for many people. This is what Jesus tell to the disciple. Second point, when we go to unbeliever, what we need to do, verse 9, and heal those in it who are sick, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Heal those in it who are sick. Brothers and sisters, humans have two kinds of sick. One physical and the other is spiritual. Yeah. Physical, spiritual. I always talk with David about what is Hong Kong people problem. Angry. Yeah. Shame. Guilt. That's why when we go to have yam cha, you can see how the weather angry. And then just put the water and then give the plate. They're angry. Why are they angry? Because life is so difficult. Yeah? Life is difficult. Housing rent is very expensive. Every day, people need to wake up sick and work till 10 o'clock. And in 7 days, they ate choy sam for 5 days. They need to save the money for their future. That's the environment. Fear, guilt, worry. So, brothers and sisters, this kind of people, I can say, go to category, they have spiritual problem. They all sick. Yeah. They need peace. Who come and bring peace to them? Yesterday, we have egg boat. Yeah. We have a blood pressure check up. We have 2 boat for game. And then I hold 1 boat, counseling boat. I thought no one come to me because I only have 1 table, and I write, if you want to have counseling, my name, my mobile telephone. I just sit. Suddenly, in 45 minutes, 10 people come to see me. Oh, they don't know who am I, but they just want, Papa, Papa, sir, I want to say something to you. I want to ask your advice. And then they share something to me. Then I say, okay, I write down everything. I write down your mobile phone number. I will pray for you. And then I will contact you. And then after that, now you go to next room. My wife waiting for you. My wife want to pray for you. And then when they pray with my wife, they cry. So brothers and sisters, this is the situation. This is the condition of people. And then Jesus want us to pray for them. To cure the sick, we are not only talking about physical, we're talking about spiritual, where people need peace in their life. The second point, we need to tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. That means everybody need to repent and ready to accept Christ. That's the message of the gospel. The third point, when I see this, then Jesus wants to tell the disciple that being a missionary, you need to ready if someone reject you. It's okay if someone reject you. Don't be angry when someone reject you, because the same thing also happened with Jesus. When he came, he bring the gospel, people reject him. But at the same time, the disciples also have the same thing. Our main job is to share. If someone reject, then don't angry. and don't lose hope. Maybe one reject, but the other accept you. That's the way. That's the picture that I see from my experience. Sometime I already spend my whole time to share, but they say no, I don't want. But at the same, another experience, I just say short message and people open. So that's the reality. Don't upset. Just keep do the same thing. I have been stay in Hong Kong almost 9 years, and then every time I visit my uncle, I try to say something to him. For example, when I bring food before we eat, hey, let's pray. And then he always make a joke, and he told his wife, Moksia, oi kitoa. Pastor want to have pray. And then they just smile. I just pray. Give bless to them. And then I think I need to visit him again because he was sick for 2 weeks. I need to visit him. And then this time I said, do you want to be healed? Then I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. If you believe, then you get healed. Yeah. That's the way we do. So don't upset. Nah, and the last point for this, the number of the harvest and the number of the worker is imbalanced. The harvest is very big, but the worker is very small. What we need to do, we need to pray, brothers and sisters. We need to pray. We need to ask God so that He can send more people to join us. And that's the reason we are here this morning. We want to pray. We ask God to send more people so that we can work together, yeah, in the harvest of God. Let us pray. First of all, we need to open our own agenda. One day, 24 hours. So, how many minutes or do we spend 1 hour to make us close to unbeliever? If we never keep in touch with unbeliever, we don't have opportunity to share the gospel. Spend your time not only with God but also with unbeliever. People need the Lord. The second point, let us walk together. The third point, don't angry or give up when someone reject you. The last point, let's pray so that God send more worker. Father, we really want to do Your commandment. We really want to send out by You, Father. make us more close to unbeliever. Share the gospel. Share your love to them, Father. That's why we are here in this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us. And then in this short time, we ask for you, from you, so that you can send more people, more believers, more disciples to join in harvest, Father. It is the time, not tomorrow, but today. Thank you, Father. Now we open our heart. We want to worship you. We want to lift you up. We want to glorify you. Yeah. If Jesus is the center of our life, then He is the one that controls our life, bring us to fulfill His purpose in our life. Brothers and sisters, we have an amazing privilege become son and daughter of God. Using our privilege this morning, we want to pray for brothers and sisters who has physical problem, cancer and other problem. We pray with the power that God give it to us, so that our brother and sister who are in physical problem can be healed. Let's pray together. Also pray for brothers and sisters. At the same time, we pray for their salvation. We pray that God send people go to visit them, to share the gospel for them. Let's pray together. Another part of brothers and sisters, their family also have many kind of physical problem. We pray in the name of Jesus, all physical problem released by His power. And we put Liz in the hand of God so that she can find better job for herself. Let's pray together. Today our mission focus is for Japan. We pray for Pastor Sophia, for New York. We pray for a new church that SP planned. We pray for Pastor Chris and Tim so that they can start this church. Also pray for Cambodia. We always remember Grace, yeah, and Pastor Jenny Oh for their ministry in Cambodia. Let's pray together. We pray for mission counselor, Pastor Ricky and Tim. We pray for them so that they can make a blueprint for mission work in SP, to bring gospel to anywhere, to send more people, and then to educate SP member become a mission church. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach team with a lot of ministry that they have organized. We ask God send more people join together in this all ministry. Let's pray for foster and adoption ministry. We pray that God will lead this new ministry so that SP can share God's love through this ministry. Let's pray for Friday evening gathering, SPU, IP, and EG class, and of course, for house church activity, Element House Church, McLean, McDaddy, McRobinson, and Tefik Stock. We pray together for all this all activity. Father, thank you for your blessing to us this morning. Thank you for opportunity to hear your teaching and also to join in intercession. We put our life into your hand and we pray that you always walk with us so that wherever we go, we bring love, joy, and peace for many people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good weekend and a good Sunday. God bless you.